The Top Gun Championship is in the record books, and with us today is Brent Chapman, the winner of the Top Gun Championship. And Brent, have you found ways to spend that $100,000 yet?
It's amazing. $100,000 is a lot of money, but I can sure find ways in a heartbeat of how to spend it.
Well, a new house and then getting ready for the tour and all the stuff that you've got going is definitely a way to get some of that money gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When you've got hobbies like deer hunting and you got a 2-year-old little boy and a 5-week-old little girl, that money can go real fast.
Well, you know, you got to look back at this event and kind of reflect on it. I mean, you've been so close so many times, and I have been consistent over your career, but there was something different about the Top Gun. I mean, you weren't fishing for points necessarily, but you knew you had to go out there and try to swing for the fences, and you put it together this week.
Yeah, I really did, and I think that's what was so neat about this event for me was there was no second place, and I think that's maybe been one of my downfalls for, you know, my career. I can't complain about my career because it's been very good, but it's definitely been lacking some wins. And I think I've always been too conservative. And, you know, I think that's what people, one of the biggest misconceptions is out there, is I've been conservative because I want to provide for my family. I want to be able to make a decent living out here and everything. And the best way to do that is by being consistent. And now in this tournament, there was no more points for second place as there was for last place. So it was strictly a winner take all. And it made me fish for first place. When I started getting bit on a jig, I was like, I know if I get bit on a jig, I'm going to catch bigger fish than what I would have on a tube or, you know, something along those lines.
Well, you know, you look at this thing now. Is that going to change your fishing a little bit maybe, do you think? Is that going to maybe allow you when you're close to swing for the fence a little bit more?
I think so, because I think it's given me that little extra edge of confidence to know that that's what it takes to win these tournaments. I've won plenty of regional tournaments. I won an open tournament several years ago, but you know, I think when it gets to this level of competition, there's definitely one more little knack to winning those tournaments, and I hope I found that, and I hope I can continue with that momentum into next year.
Well, as you and I talked setting this interview up, one of the things you said is you wish this wasn't the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you get this thing at the first of the year, then you carry that momentum.
Exactly. I mean, I'm really pumped up. You know, I got to be honest with you, with FLW and Bass winding down and had the FLW championship, and, you know, it was a pretty tough tournament, didn't make the classic. Season kind of faded out, and I mean, I was glad it was over because, you know, it was just kind of I was starting to get burnt out. The FLW championship was tough, but I missed beating George Cochran by the fish I lost. So wish I would have, you know, done that and had the opportunity to have fished that tournament. But this one, you know, it was kind of like it was another tournament, and, you know, it was just a winner take all type deal. So, you know, when you get out there and win it, it just pumps you up again. And so I'm pretty pumped up to fish again. Yeah, you know, the only tournament I've got left is the Busch Shootout coming up here, so I'm pretty excited about fishing it now.
Well, you know, we looked at this event, and as you set it up, of course, you know, the neat things about it, no entry fee, $100,000 for first, appearance fee of $5,000 if you are a PAA member. I listened to the anglers all week long, and the highlight of the trip for me was to listen to the anglers and talk about how relaxed they fish, even though $100,000 was on the line.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the biggest thing is, you know, so many of us at all these tournaments is we're forking out several thousand dollars in entry fees. So to go out and fish really relaxed is tough to do because you want to try to, if nothing else, at least to win that money back. But when you go to a tournament without an entry fee and you know you're going to take home some money, I think it brings out the best of people. I think it brings out the true professionalism in the sport.
Well, talk about a strong field. I mean, you look up and down those 24 anglers that were there, and, you know, Stacy King, of course, had to call and disqualify himself. But, you know, you think about the integrity and the honesty there at Stacy King, but you look at that field, unbelievable. What a field we had there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from top to bottom, I mean, it's the top 25 best in the world. You know, there might be some longevity of anglers that weren't in that, you know, like the Rick Klunz or Denny Browers, but you know, these are truly the most consistent top 25 anglers in the world over the last several years. And, you know, that competition was tough. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know, Brent, a couple people, you know, might think, well, Kevin Van Dam, Aaron Martins wasn't there. But in reality, they had the option to be there. You know, I almost look like at seventh game of a championship series where Michael Jordan sprains his ankle. You know, if you choose not to be there, you know, you still were invited. And this championship still has to mean just as much to you.
Oh, it really does. You know, it wasn't like their replacements weren't great anglers either. You know, Gerald Swindle, I believe, you know, he kind of got in there because of them not showing up. And, you know, there's no one that can argue that Gerald Swindle's not one of the greatest anglers out there either. So it was truly an awesome event. And the way I look at it is they chose not to be there. There's no reason at all that they couldn't have been there. I mean, I can understand the family commitment. You know, I can see both sides of it. But to me, it was still a top-notch win.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, and you look at what the press is doing across the country with Top Gun, and, you know, it's kind of making anglers think about, you know, hey, we can do this thing. You know, the PAA comes into mind there, where you can think, hey, you know, the PAA's looking at, do they have to sanction their own events, or will you fish bass and FLW, which are both premier trails?
Who knows how this sport's going to evolve? It's definitely evolving, you know, every day. And, you know, who's to say with what happened last week and the things that, you know, are rumored to be, you know, happening down the road, that maybe there's room for some more tournaments, you know, especially along these lines of Top Gun. I mean, I think it was such a success with the sponsors involved and with the anglers that I sure don't see why there's not any room for more of these type tournaments, because I'll be the first one on board to participate.
Well, you know, you look at the inclusiveness of what we tried to produce there at Top Gun, and we really said anybody that wanted to come could. It was funny. I saw Edwin Evers stand up on the stage, and he's a Bass Pro Shops guy at a Cabela's store, able to say something about Bass Pro Shops, which, you know, that's unheard of in a lot of trails, but it was a nice, strong, healthy feeling, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's like I said, I feel like it was more genuine than, you know, anything we've had before. And you know, on one hand, I can understand maybe if a company was upset, but at the same hand, I think the customers see through that stuff, and they see that everything was genuine. You know, they know there was nothing being edited or anything like that. So, to me, if I was a consumer, I'd have more respect for, you know, a Cabela's for allowing that to happen than, you know, if it was the other way around.
Well, you know, I got to ask you, as you look at the Top Gun and the way things happen, and, you know, with the Weekend Warrior Championship, by the way, went equally as well, I thought. And, you know, of course, we had a young man, Marty Sisk, win that from Indiana. But, you know, our sport is on a growth spurt. You know, Bass and FLW both are doing great things. And I think this just complements them with the Top Gun Championship.
Yeah, it really does. I you know, the other great thing is I think the reason this sport is growing like it is because the competition amongst the different tournament organizations. You know, if it was still in, you know, everybody said that, if it was just still, you know, the old BASS from 10 or 15 years ago, I feel, and I think a lot of people feel, that the industry would be fairly stagnant. But now, you know, you've got this competition out there. You know, one organization might come up with this type of great new concept, the other one might come up with another. So it's forcing the different organizations to grow and do things better.
Well, I'm with you. I think we need both trails. I think we need them very, very much. I think it's good for the industry. You know, the guy that's selling plastic worms or whatever, they need both trails, and they need you guys out there. And it was really living proof that people come to see the anglers when we had the turnout we did at the final day.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The crowd at Cabela's there was huge. You know, it was just a testimonial to how loyal those fans were. We had a rain delay right there at the beginning of it. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of events, people would have just said, well, forget it, I'll just, you know, look at it on the internet. And those people went inside the Cabela's, hopefully spent a few dollars, and turned around, you know, 30 or 45 minutes later, and were right back out there to, you know, they wanted to see what happened. They wanted to see the anglers, that's for sure.
Well, your sponsors came out well in that. Yamaha, Skeeter, you know, of course, Terminator came out well because you won with their bait. It was just an outstanding week, and Brent, you couldn't be a better champion as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I sure appreciate that. You know, like I said, I'm very honored, and I hope I can carry this award for the next year and hopefully defend it next year.
Well, we appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.